today on Doomed! MAGA communism. I honestly don't even know what to say. I feel like I'm like living in some Twilight Zone. I feel like Rod Serling's about to pop up and start his classic sort of imagine a world or small town America, anywhere USA, something like that. And then, of course, he cuts to a 1950s greaser type in some sort of small town. And it's pretty funny because this person who we'll be talking about, who sort of coined this term MAGA communism, will fit that bill quite well. With the slick back hair and the, you know, whatever. We'll talk about all this in a second. I feel like I'm going insane. MAGA communism is a thing that internet political grifters are trying to push now. Joining me, though, on this episode of Doomed with Matt Binder, let me introduce him right now to discuss what MAGA communism is. And let me bring us up on the feed. Here we are. Ogle of the Twitter account The Wasting Times. Ogle, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me, Matt.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I follow you on Twitter. You are always a great resource for tracking what's going on in the sort of fake lefty, like red-brown alliance promoting. Some people called them the dumb left. Michael Brooks, rest in peace.
Yes.
You know, I'm honestly at a loss for words for this one. Like, usually I'll get what they're going for, and like I understand the sort of like the game plan there and what the strategy is and why they're trying to put forward what they're putting forward. And sometimes some of the stuff from some of these people in this like online circle, I feel like sometimes they put forward, and I'm someone who always tries to look at everything very optimistically. People have, you know, people say, you know, people, I've been criticized for being a nice guy because I like to give people benefit of the doubt. So, you know, there's a lot of times where I see where these folks are coming from. I get what they're going for. I think they have well-meaning intentions. Some of them. But the person who we're going to mainly talk about today, the person who coined MAGA communism, I'm not extending that that olive branch, I guess you can say. I don't believe this is someone acting in good faith. I don't believe this is someone who's simply misguided. I think MAGA communism is perfect proof of someone not being just, their heart's in the right place. Give them a break. No, I don't think we can do that for this one. So Ogle, I don't really follow these guys as closely as I should, but you do. So Ogle, tell me a little bit about what MAGA communism is, because it seems to have just come out of nowhere, just in these past couple of days, maybe a week or two.
I think that we could probably look at it, you know, as a self-promotion strategy. It's new buzzwords, basically. I mean, it's a mashup of MAGA and communism. MAGA means Make America Great Again Communism. Is this supposed to mean that America was once a communist country and then it was great, and so we're going to make America great again by again returning? No, it was never a communist country. And the people that are MAGA are the most entrenched in anti-communist rhetoric and values that have been, you know, hammered into their heads for the past, you know, better part of a century.
Right. I mean, and we should be clear here that, like, the idea that there is going to be a movement, or that someone is even pushing a movement trying to combine Donald Trump's right-wing nationalist, fascist, xenophobic, misogynistic, racist movement with communism seems funny, not just because of the complete polar opposites of those two ideologies put forward, but it's also because, like, Trump himself, along with the MAGA movement, I mean, hates communism. It seems pretty simple. This is not going to take off.
I think it's just, creating this contradiction of terms, mashing it together, and just, it's like a car wreck. And it's been trending. Like, people are noticing. Like, I got to give him credit. Like, he knows, he's focused on getting the clout, and he's coming up with these bizarre concepts in order to achieve that. And it's working to some degree. I think, most of the attention he's getting from this are people ridiculing it. I mean, I think he has some sycophants that are very excited by this concept.
Hey, he's grown a big YouTube audience by, we should actually pause for a second, because I realize you and me are talking, I mean, it's not really inside baseball, but we're in this bubble, and we're talking he, referring to the person who coined and created and is spearheading MAGA communism. But for people who are just tuning in, they're like, what, who? I guess we should pause talking about MAGA communism. I mean, I wanted to mention it up front because that's what this episode's focusing on, this ridiculous new thing. But we should, and this is where, you can really give people a good background here. We should talk about Jackson Hinkle, the man who coined this term, I don't want to give too much away with this summary. So tell us, who is Jackson Hinkle?
I first became aware of him in 2019, and he was running for city council in his town in Orange County, California. I used to watch the Young Turks every day back then, and Cenk had him on, and some other young candidates. He was running for office. I think he was like 19 years old or 20. He's a young guy, and he was like Bernie aligned, and I was like, oh, this is great, I bet this young progressive Bernie bro kid, will do a better job representing his people than the establishment, people that are also running. So I had a good opinion at that time. And then, like, he kind of fell off my radar, and then forced the vote, Jimmy Dore pushing this force the vote concept. I don't know if you need to go into a big explanation of that, as I think most of your audience is probably familiar with that at this point. And I don't know if he was on that town hall, the force the vote town hall, infamous fourth town hall, but he was on Twitter. He was aligning with that, and he had a small YouTube show at that time. And
The Dive. Jackson.
He's kept
Hinkle.
That name, so
right.
I thought force vote was outrageous. I thought it was
we should give people, again, I have talked about force the vote on this show, but there's probably gonna be people who see the title of this episode, MAGA communism, maybe have never listened to this show before, and have no idea what force the vote was. Maybe we should give people just a quick like the Cliff Notes version of what was, or I hate to say is, because that that means it's still going on and being argued today. But what was, is, will forever be force the vote, Ogle?
Okay, so when there was the vote in Congress for speaker for the new session, and so Nancy Pelosi was going to get elected to that. But Jimmy Dore had this idea, we should force the vote on the election of Nancy Pelosi to speaker. And
this is in late 2020, right? This starts to
2020. Yeah. Right. And, so we were going to say the squad and other progressives in Congress should withhold their vote from Nancy Pelosi. And, without their votes, there will be a situation where she won't be able to be elected, and there's a risk that the Republican could become speaker, although the proponents of force the vote said, no, that's impossible. I mean, it's not impossible. In exchange for AOC and the squad going along with electing Pelosi that she would promise to have a floor vote on Medicare for All that everyone knew, and Jimmy Dore, I think he acknowledged, was doomed to fail. So it was just the squad would need to like alienate themselves from the Democratic caucus by like going to war with Pelosi, no more playing nice at all. And it would just be like, you do things our way. We have all the power because we have enough people. We have squeak by that we can force the situation like this. And so Jimmy Dore, originally a bunch of pretty much there was a consensus in the progressive commentator community that, yeah, well, yeah, maybe this is an okay idea. But
right,
Jimmy
like
Dore became. Yeah,
I think putting forward a strategy like that as an idea to consider and see how it goes and see how it flies. I mean, not seeing how force the vote in action goes, like, you know, trying to stop Nancy Pelosi if she doesn't agree to the floor vote. I mean, I'm talking about the strategy of, you know, that threat, that potential thing that could happen, and seeing how that works. Because I'm all for. You know, a array of ideas, array of, you know, electoral strategies, direct action, and seeing how things go over. So I'm not against the idea outright. And I think, like you said, a lot of people were, you know, at first were like, yeah, this could be a possibility. Put this on the list of strategies that could potentially, you know, be rolled out.
Yeah. And then AOC signaled that she wasn't really interested in this at this time for this purpose. And then Jimmy Dore made it into this whole thing of the fraud squad that they're not willing to fight. They said they were going to go there and, you know, shake things up and create a ruckus. So it became an us versus them of people that were said, well, if the squad's, you know, they're using their judgment, they're there. They're the ones that are assessing the situation on the ground there. And the ask of a floor vote for Medicare for All that's doomed to fail anyways, that's kind of a weird thing to kind of, you know, make it be this, you know, us versus them. We're going to break left unity, and the Bernie, you know, movement is, you know, going to try to fracture it around this thing. And it kind of, in my eyes, and I think a lot of people saw this as becoming a smear campaign against the squad, and especially AOC. And in order to, for some of these commentators like Jimmy Dore to present themselves as the true left, then, and everyone should only watch their shows and give them super chats because they're representing the left movement, and you should stop watching everyone, all the other shows, and only watch our shows now.
I like that. I'm gonna roll out a campaign where I ask everyone to just give me all their money. I think that's genius, honestly. But no, I mean, it seems like, you know, once your idea to have certain members of Congress to threaten to vote against Pelosi as Speaker in exchange for a floor vote on, you know, Medicare for All, and those very members of Congress that you need to go along with the strategy decline. Once that happens, I think it's, you know, you could be disappointed, but that's sort of the end of that strategy, right? You know, like, it seems like you can't do it without them. But they sort of turned it into, from a strategy that they were suggesting, to like a anti-AOC and other members of the squad movement, which is bizarre. Bizarre. And so back to Hinkle and MAGA communism here. Yep. Hinkle, you know, you were saying that Hinkle was on your radar early on and he was like a lib back in the early days, right? And the early days, literally, we're talking like what, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, yeah, his evolution has been very fast. Yeah, I mean, I guess you could call him a lib. He's called himself a lib recently. You know, he's repented his old lib ways, but I mean, he's a progressive, I think. I don't want to just dismiss him as, oh, he was just a lib, and he was like a Bernie guy.
Right. I mean, I'm looking at this this video clip that you had sent me. I don't have it on my computer. Maybe I should pull it while you talk so we could get a good idea. So why don't you continue with giving us a little bit of background of when your discovery of Jackson Hinkle while I pull this clip.
Sure. So with Force the Vote, I noticed, you know, different commentators were kind of falling on either side. And Hinkle, I think he had a YouTube show at the time. And I think that he saw an opportunity here. And maybe he really believed in what Jimmy Dore is talking about, too. But I think it was also an opportunity for him to glom on to this bandwagon. So let's see. So then I kind of lost touch with what he had been up to since then. I'm getting a little feedback. I'll try to power through.
Oh, sorry. Let me see if it's so. On my hand. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay. So Force the Vote. He. I think I was aware of his position on that from Twitter. And then I kind of lost touch with what he was doing. I mean, I didn't really focus on him at all. And then I came across some random conversation on Twitter, somebody saying, "Did you see Jackson Hinkle and making all these misogynistic comments on Twitch?" And I was like, what stream was this? And so I got pointed to John Zerka's stream, and he's like an edgy Twitch streamer guy, and he hosts these panel shows that are very bawdy discussions, and he's kind of like a pickup artist sort of guy. And he had Hinkle on one of his panels.
I didn't know this, the pickup, I mean, it makes sense, the pickup artist turn here. So was Hinkle just like going on the show, or did he, have a move, an attempt at being like a PUA at some point?
I don't know anything about that. But he was on this panel show, and there was like 9 other people on with him, and it was like people were kind of like doing a one-up of who could be, you know, say the most outrageous thing sort of thing. And Hinkle was just saying these awful things about women and how he would lie to women in order to take advantage of them, and how he just wanted to take advantage of women for clout. And I think most famously out of those clips, he says, I do everything for the clout. You'll never see me do something not for the clout. It's the only way I operate. It's the only way I operate. And he seems very serious about that. And also on these panels, he talked a lot about Hassan Piker. And Hassan was extremely successful on Twitch at this time. And Jackson kept saying, oh, how he's going to one day, he's going to be bigger than Hassan Piker. And to Hinkle's credit, I don't know if he's bigger than Hassan right now, but Hinkle's audience has grown substantially.
Yeah, I noticed. I mean, see, I saw him. Excuse me, I'm like trying to remember when I first saw him. But I first came across him. I honestly didn't really know about him back when he was just a normie Democrat running for office in California. And he's fairly young, I understand, right? Like, he was like 19 when he ran for office a couple years ago. So that puts him at what, like 22, 23 now?
I mean, yeah, I think he's around there.
I mean, I almost feel like I'm ragging on a little kid. I feel like I need to... I mean, it's amazing. But I mean, he is a grown man in his 20s. And he's developing a fairly decent-sized audience over the past couple of years, going from this normie Democrat to like a sort of, I guess, edgy, dumb lefty type who is a Dorite, big Jimmy Dore fan, or was, I guess. I don't know if he still is. And now
he regularly appears on Jimmy Dore's show now.
Oh, he's regularly on. Because I've seen him recently go on Tucker Carlson's show. Mm-hmm. Which was, I'll say this, I was surprised. Not because of his politics. It seemed like he had turned that way. And, you know, ideologically, he fits quite well on that show. In the seat that is, you know, sort of like a Glenn Greenwald-type Carlson pundit, where, you know, Tucker likes to have on these people who pretend they're not right-wingers, to give, you know, the beliefs that they both share when they're on the air. some sort of extra cred, like, hey, my the Tucker Carlson audience, my audience, look, we know we're right because here I am saying these completely normal things, which of course are not normal at all, and look, a left winger agrees with me, and of course the person they have on is not really a lefty. So, you know, I wasn't shocked to see him on there filling that seat, playing that character.
Well, the thing about that,
but
is
I was shocked to see him. I was shocked to see him on there because I didn't know he was that big. Go ahead.
Sorry. That he wasn't even presented as a left winger on Tucker's show.
He wasn't.
I don't think so. He wasn't presented as MAGA communist guy or left wing guy. It was just, here's this guy, Jackson Hinkle, has the show The Dive, and then Hinkle just starts ranting about how Biden and Zelensky are fascists.
Right. So you know what? I bet any Tucker Carlson viewer who watched that appearance and saw Jackson Hinkle for likely the first time, and I'm sure it promoted, you know, in the little chyron at the bottom, the lower thirds, it said, I'm sure, The Dive with Jackson Hinkle, host of, you know, and I'm sure any Carlson viewer who tuned in and is like, oh, I'm going to check. I'm going to do the grandma voice because that's obviously the majority of Fox News' audience. Oh, I'm going to check out this young whippersnapper Hinkle out. And they go log into YouTube. And of course, they're going, you know, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, The Dive. And they type it in and they go to Jackson Hinkle's YouTube channel and they start viewing. I mean, I think they'll be a little bit shocked because MAGA communism. Ooh, what communism? What is this? Who did Tucker have on?
He doesn't even really talk about communism that much.
He'll refer
to himself as I'm a communist, and
yes.
But he focuses much more on the anti-woke stuff, the globalists, Soros, and most of his content is about Ukraine and rooting for Russia and Putin to dominate liberal democracy.
I feel like that's where his audience really started to take off. Am I right? When Russia invaded Ukraine and he took that position, right? But you know, I don't think I've ever seen someone label themselves as a communist as much as Jackson Hinkle does. It's very bizarre. And I was on a show with Jamie, formerly of the Antifada. So I know people who identify all the time as communists. I think Hinkle even outdoes her in terms of self-IDing as a communist. But, of course, Jamie is actually a communist. And Hinkle just seems to really enjoy calling himself that without sharing any of the beliefs. It's really weird. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I think he loves to use the label communist for himself because I think he's trying to create a niche for himself. And that's because that's where you make the money, I think. That's the motivation. I don't think he really focuses on the issues about communism very much, but I think he focuses much more on trying to cultivate a conservative audience.
Yeah, it's interesting to see the trajectory here. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it, and I'm not saying like that growth. No. I mean, I've already given him kudos, props, can't detract from the fact that he's been building his audience, but trajectory-wise, I'm talking about his specific, like, move. Like, we all know the left-winger becomes a right-winger, and then during COVID, we had, like, the trajectory of, like, the left-winger who became an anti-vaxxer, who became a right-winger. But Hinkle is treading this weird line where he's from normie dem to holier-than-thou real leftist to sort of this weird right winger that calls himself a communist. I've never seen it before in my life.
And he was calling himself a patriotic socialist for a long time also.
I remember that one. I don't even understand like what these things mean because they're just like words put together that have no real like distinction. Like what is a patriotic socialist? What is a MAGA?
Well, he points to like China and says, well, the people there are patriotic and it's a socialist communist country. And so I'm like that.
I mean, it's really
for America, though, even though America is not a socialist communist country at all. While you would be while you're obsessed with being this communist and patriotic socialist, but America isn't socialist. It's just, I don't think it's supposed to make sense. It's just supposed to sound like a buzz phrase.
Right. I mean, China is not even really communist. I mean, come on. I mean, it's how many large mega corporations exist in China? I mean, it's kind of ridiculous to even consider. Why? Because the ruling party is called the Chinese Communist Party. Is North Korea being run by the Democratic People's Republic? I mean, come on. But you know, I guess he's I don't even know if he really believes that. But let's watch some of these clips now, because I mean, first, I guess let's take a look at let's watch the clips first, because let's follow it in the order of this stuff dropping. So I said he was on Tucker, and you know, you would think that would be where I would pull the clip from, but no. He actually went a step further and went on the One America News Network, OAN, and had a really interesting discussion there, because unlike his Tucker appearance, like you said, where he doesn't really come clean as to his quote-unquote communist views, on OAN, he's on basically to try to sell this MAGA communism branding. And it doesn't seem to go well for him. In fact, like even the OAN host seems a bit like floored, as what the hell, what am I doing? Did we book the wrong guest? Let's play this first clip now. This is Jackson Hinkle, the creator of MAGA communism, on the most left-wing network you could think of course, the Trump sycophant network, One America News Network.
The man himself, Jackson Hinkle. Jackson, it's great to have you on the program. Welcome to In Focus. I came across you with the trending hashtag MAGA Communism. Now, a lot of people are going to hear that hashtag, MAGA Communism, and be a little bit confused. So I'm going to let you explain what that means, because I don't think you're a communist, Jackson.
Well, I actually am a communist, but at the end of the day,
I love the change in the reaction from the OAN host, who thinks, you know, maybe I got a right wing troll on my hands, one of those the latest, you know, right wing prankster comedians, like the guy who yelled out to AOC about her rear end. Maybe I got one of those types on, and he's, you know, this is a gag he's playing to own the libs or the lefties or whatever. So he's got this big smile on his face when he goes, "I don't think you're a communist, Jackson, am I right?" And then Jackson goes, "Well, actually I am." And he's like, he mouths like, "Oh." And the big old like 1950s Corny Collins from the movie Hairspray shit-eating grin goes away. Let's continue with that clip.
Communists have a lot of the same goals as working class Americans made up in the MAGA movement. So we as communists want to unite with MAGA voters and finish the job of Donald Trump and getting the globalists out of the MAGA movement, because there's so many globalists that are trying to co-opt the MAGA movement.
Now, Jackson, I'm going to push back just a little bit, because you and I, it sounds like, agree on a whole slew of things. I despise big pharma. I despise big tech. I despise the deep state regime. But where's the differentiation here is, you know, I would consider myself a conservative populist. And it sounds like, you know, the views that you're espousing definitely fall in that line. So what makes you a communist specifically?
That's it right there. That's like ball game. Like I'm shocked, because let me tell you, I've watched a lot of OAN clips, and quite frankly, their hosts aren't very good. I mean, maybe that's what happened here. Maybe the host did not mean to just literally own his fellow right-wing conservative guest and try to blow up their whole entire scheme here, presenting themselves as a communist while holding these right-wing views. But he just basically, that's it. Like, wrecks Hinkle there.
What strikes me about that segment was that Hinkle's like, no, actually, I am a communist. And then he doesn't explain how he is a communist. He says, well, working class Americans of the MAGA movement, you know, I like them. And then he says, I'm going to finish the job of Donald Trump to root out the globalists in the deep state. Like, he's not talking about communism there at all. He's just, and he does this thing where he conflates MAGA with the working class, which I think is disgusting. Like, MAGA, there's more working class outside of MAGA than in MAGA. MAGA is like almost entirely white people, so it just kind of discounts all the diversity in America.
Right. Also, conservatives famously anti, big pharma, of course, with their love and promotion of ivermectin and the big pharma company who creates ivermectin. Conservatives famously anti big tech while standing for the biggest big tech billionaire, the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, the man behind PayPal, the largest online payment platform. Of course, that we would never consider that big tech. Also, the person behind Tesla and a number of other big tech companies that are upcoming, like Starlink and SpaceX, literally space exploration for, you know, people who can afford to pay for it. Very anti-big tech there. And of course, you know, anti-deep state. When the deep state is working to actually perhaps maybe try to have Trump face some sort of consequence for his actions. Of course, not anti-deep state when they were cheering on the arrest of, like, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton when QAnon was telling them that was going to happen. But, of course, you know, famous conservative viewpoints there. Let's continue a little bit more with this clip.
Communism and Marxism historically has always been conservative. It's a new era of communism in the West that claims to be adherent to these liberal leftist values. So this is not true Marxism. You know, this is Marxism funded by George Soros, and they're trying to take away what Marxism actually means for the American people. And
what is he talking about? I mean, using his twisted logic, I can see him arguing something like this. And you know what? I'm not even going to give him the benefit of the doubt and think this is what he's arguing from. So if he does happen to come across this clip, he will probably start using this because he hears me say it. So you're welcome, Jackson Hinkle, in advance for this talking point. I can see the convoluted way of making this work is, you know, Marx and Lincoln actually exchanged some letters because they had respect for what each other was doing. So, case in point, Lincoln was a Republican. Don't look into the history of anything else. Of course, don't look into, you know, when the parties would have swapped and traded ideologies. No, just keep it going here. Lincoln was Republican. Marx liked Lincoln. Lincoln liked Marx. Boom, bada, bing. Marx was a Republican. Republicans today are conservative. Hence, Karl Marx, conservative. You're welcome, Jackson Hinkle. I'll take the check should be in the mail, I'm assuming. Is there more to this clip? Let me see. Give me one second.
At the end of the day, it means securing a future that is worth living in. And the only way we can do that is by combating these major institutions rather than major monopolies who are stealing our, you know, wealth from us. unite with MAGA voters on.
So Jackson, I think the point that I disagree with here is, you know, with the whole point, you're going to own nothing and be happy. That is the globalist goal. That also does fall under the umbrella of communism when you trace it throughout its history.
You know,
literally, they're obsessed with that random line that I don't remember, like Carl Schwab was quoted at some like event or something like that. I don't even recall, but just ridiculous, as if that's something being instituted in the United States of America, a country that both parties happily and quite forcefully push our lovely capitalistic system where consumerism is number one. Buy, 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 own, consume, 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 consume. The idea that anyone in this country with any power, regardless Republican or Democrat, is pushing you will own nothing and be happy is absurd.
He also decries leftist values in his spiel there. And it's like, what leftist values do you have a problem with? Like, enumerate them. Like, you don't like that, you know, women have rights or minorities have rights, gay rights, LGBTQ. I mean, what is the leftism? I mean, he's like, you know, super anti-woke or whatever. But okay, that you could take that being like the tone of it or, you know, the tactics they use or whatever. But I mean, the values, the leftist values, how can he have an issue with that?
Right. Let's actually take a look at what these, you know, because I'm one. I had you on to talk about, you know, to ask you what is MAGA communism. But then I see you on Twitter earlier today found this Jackson. I don't follow Jackson Hinkle, so I mean it was publicly posted. But you're the person who got it on my feed. Let's take a look at this. I guess what the MAGA communism stands for here. So we got Jackson Hinkle tweeting out, what does MAGA communism stand for? And I will zoom in on this image here and we'll read through. This is a lot of fucking bullet points. We will read through some of them. And then very quickly, I think a lot of people will realize this is all just a bunch of bullshit. But let's read through some of them now. So MAGA communism is for reindustrialization of America. All right.
Okay.
Dismantle big tech. Okay. I mean,
if you look over to the side, it says nationalize big tech.
Oh, look at that. So wait. We want to dismantle big tech and nationalize big tech. Which are we doing first? If we nationalize big tech and then dismantle it, then it just no longer exists after we've nationalized it. A weird, weird run of the events. But also, if we dismantle big tech, what is left to nationalize? So also, nothing there. Weird. Also, I'm trying to understand which works with what. Because MAGA, I'm assuming, wouldn't be okay with nationalizing big tech, because that would be big government then. Big government. But also, they wouldn't be okay with, I mean, they would be okay with dismantling big tech, but at the same time, dismantling big tech would also mean big government encroaching on those companies' right to free speech as well. So what is, I'm confused, which, very confusing, but let's continue. End foreign intervention, okay. End globalist imperialism, okay. But also this is a person who has been cheering on Russia, who has been pulling an imperialism in Ukraine for the past, oh God, how long has it been? Oh, I feel like we're approaching, what, 6 months or more? 7 months. Holy shit.
Well, they argue, the tankies, of which Hinkle is one. I don't think we have time to go into defining what a tankie is. But the people that cheerlead for Russia, they have some theory that Russia is not actually doing imperialism because there's some definition that Lenin had for imperialism, and it's like the highest stage of capitalism or something. And anyway, they're like, because of Lenin is holy to them, that, you know, they'll go by that strained definition.
Right.
But clearly what Russia is doing is imperialism.
Right.
I don't know if they've denounced, but there's talks that they're going to hold referendums so that a couple of Ukrainian territories that are occupied by Russia right now will hold a referendum so that they can join Russia.
Right.
So tell me that's not imperialistic.
Right. Drain DOJ swamp. I mean, what does that even mean? I mean, it's sort of like there's a bunch of these trendy words that are thrown on here, like almost like marketing lingo for right wingers. It's, what does that even mean? Drain DOJ swamp. But okay. Pardon January 6th protesters. Okay. I like this one because I'm looking at the list here. And listen, if I'm someone on board with complete prison abolition, obviously, you know, I can see pardoning all, whether they are right winger or left winger, obviously that would be something you're for. It's just no one, you know, is going to be, you know, thrown into the prison industrial complex. But I'm looking at this list, and I don't see. Maybe I'm wrong. Did you see anything? I'm trying to look. Did you see anything about, I don't know, say people who are in prison for, you know, low level offenses, like, you know, because of the drug war, the war on drugs, or people who are in prison for any sort of nonviolent crime, people who have, you know, who are in prison because they couldn't afford cash bail. I don't see any of that here. In fact, the only mention of prison is, other than pardoning those protesters, is arresting George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, and all Epstein associates. Very bizarre that a communist's first priority in terms of who is currently in jail would be the people who try to overturn the 2020 election and sort of crown Donald Trump emperor of the United States of America.
There are these various people on the dumb left that just downplay 1-6 like constantly, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, what happened was completely outrageous, unsustainable. You know, like, I think people have now been charged formally for insurrection.
I mean, it would have been super simple to just put, pardon all people in prison for drug offenses, low level offenses, any sort of poverty offense in terms of like, maybe like a petty theft, and even, you know, people who are in jail because they can't afford bail. And then also just throw on this list political, because that's what they like to call them, political prisoners, they being right wingers, like January 6th people. Like, he could have thrown that in there very casually and still tried to hold up whatever left wing cred he's still pretending to have. Not one care in the world for anyone else who's in prison but the January 6th rioters. It's incredible.
It's pretty clear this isn't about principles. This is about pandering to MAGA right-wing audience.
Absolutely. Extend free speech to social media. But wait, I thought we just dismantled big tech. What social media is there left to extend free speech to? What else we got here? I'm going to skip a few of these. Ban Antifa street terrorism. That's red lights flashing right there for me. That's the only political group he's thrown out there. I don't see any mention of like Proud Boys, Patriots Prayer, the 3%ers, white supremacist groups, no Groypers. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, some other, right-wing groups. None of these guys at all, just Antifa. And of course, Antifa is the counter to that, not the people who show up starting it. They're the people who stand there in defense of the targets of those right-wing groups. Amazing. Amazing. Wow. The real real left-winger there, banned Antifa street terrorism.
I think street terrorism is already banned.
Right. Right. Well, in his defense, Antifa is free to – they get a pass. They're free to run havoc on the streets, which they do in our big cities every night, according to the right wing.
Street terrorism, Antifa street terrorism banned, January 6th protester terrorism, good to go.
Right. No open borders. Very, very left wing there. Promote made in America products. Well, that could go either way. That could be right wing nationalism, or for left wingers, that could be support of unions, but it has to be union made, made in America. What else do we got here? Patriotic education. End woke academia. What does that even mean? What does that mean? What's patriotic education? Are we not going to teach children about slavery? About the brutal founding of this country and what we did to the native people and stealing their land and the genocide of the natives? Are we not going to talk about, you know, what we did to many other marginalized groups throughout history, when we could even bring up the, you know, can't even bring up like what we did to, you know, how we treated the Irish or the Italians when they were the immigrants coming over here. Can't talk about how we treated the Japanese during World War II here. Can't do that at all. Well, maybe he would allow the Japanese internment camp teachings, because that happened under FDR, and, you know, anything to make a liberal Democratic president look bad. I guess that would be the end of that would be not woke academia, I guess.
Yeah, I guess just make PragerU part of the curriculum.
Right. Someone called him Andrew Jackson Hinkle. oh, and someone else pointed out, who is this? This Swan on the YouTube live stream chat, when I mentioned that Hinkle wanted to arrest Epstein Associates, which I'm on board with, but this one said, oh, so that means you have to arrest Trump then, based, because yes, Trump is a friend of Epstein, an Epstein associate, if you will. Let's read a few more here, because my eyes are really now opening to what MAGA communism is. Remove red tape. I mean, I don't know what that means. It's completely, again, just buzzwords thrown out there. And someone has
my
highlighted
favorite here.
Did you highlight this?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. Subsidize gyms in every community. Oh my God. I mean, I guess he's just a big fan of, I don't know, getting brolic or something. I don't know. Subsidized gyms. But as you pointed out on Twitter, I'm looking, like, you think subsidization of gyms would be paired. And of course, you wouldn't have to say subsidized gym use or whatever, because it would be a part of Medicare for all, universal health care, making sure people are maintaining a healthy lifestyle by being able to, I don't know, go to the doctor when they need to and not worry about medical debt, access to, doesn't have to, gyms maybe, I don't know how we do that, but people should have access to community centers, like, you know, the YMCA, to be able to work out and, you know, be, healthy in that way if they'd like to, learn to eat in a more healthy way if they'd like to. But that would all be under the umbrella of universal health care, which, as you pointed out, oddly, for a communist / socialist / left winger, not on this list. Like, I don't know about you, but when I think of, like, the ultimate left wing goal, the ultimate priority in this country that every leftist is sort of in tandem with, or at least every legitimate, real, true leftist is on board with, as the focus is Medicare for all, universal health care.
Yeah, and Hinkle would, in the past, he would do these tweets where he would count up how many times AOC tweeted about Medicare for all within a certain period of time and post it as if there was some deficit that she had, you know, she hadn't tweeted enough about Medicare for all.
Unbelievable. I mean, I don't know if unbelievable is the right word, but deport Bush family, Clinton family, Obama, Pompeo, Bolton. I mean, I will say thanks. Thank you to Hinkle for allowing, I guess, Michelle and Sasha and Malia to stay in the country, because it's the Port Bush family and Clinton family, but just Obama. So Michelle gets to stay along with the kids. I appreciate that. What else we got here? I don't even know what else. These are all just buzzwords here for the most part.
The protect minors from sexualization. That is a dog whistle about transphobia.
Oh. Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
I'm sold.
Yeah. I mean, this is... What more can you say about something so ludicrous? But I felt it was important to have someone on, such as yourself, Ogle, to sort of break down where this was coming from and who the mastermind behind this is, because in the event it does take off in certain circles, people should be aware of exactly what this grift is, and that's exactly what this is. I mean, I think Jackson Hinkle, his ultimate end game with this is he's basically carved a nice little niche out for himself in this weird world of having a right-wing audience by being a right-winger but calling himself a communist. I mean, that's always gone over. I mean, Tim Pool in some fashion has the same sort of thing, not as far as Hinkle goes with the communist label, but, you know, the idea that I'm actually really a lefty or a lib, or was a lefty or a lib, and I was pushed further and further to the right by how crazy real lefties and libs are. I still hold those beliefs true to my heart, but I'm vibing with the right because they got the right vibes for me, when in actuality, you know, that's what they say. But in actuality, they're just right wingers. They believe what the right wing says. They say what the right wing says. And, you know, Hinkle, I guess, has taken that strategy to its next, to the next level with the communist label.
Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't really thought of that analysis before, but yeah, it's a good analogy.
I mean, because that's just where his audience seems to be from. It's not, because I don't even think, like, you know, you know, again, maybe I'm overextending my kindness here, but I don't think he's, like, particularly grown in that, like, you know, sort of dumb lefty, what are the real lefty, like, sort of like tanky world. Like, I'm sure he has viewers with them, but it's not like he blew up in that market. It feels like his growth is from the right, like full-blown right wingers.
Yeah, and watching his show, you wouldn't know he was a communist, you know, ostensibly, other than him just saying I am this label, a communist, over and over, because he doesn't talk about Marxist theory. At least it's not the emphasis of his show. I'm sure he pays lip service once in a while. It's mostly, I mean, his main focus is, his focus on Ukraine for the past, you know, since the invasion. And, you know, and his point of view on that is just atrocious and being extremely anti-Ukrainian and pro-Putin.
All right. So, Ogle, where do you, let's end it on this note. Where do you think Hinkle takes this next? Like, where, if patriotic socialist was like, I don't know, you know, that meme, the galaxy brain meme, where it's like the bigger mind, and then it's, and like the brain keeps growing each next step with the latest revelation. if like MAGA communist is the one level before galaxy brain, where does Hinkle take this to reach galaxy brain status? I mean, maybe MAGA communism is galaxy brain. We'll see, I guess. But if he was to take it further.
Maybe he adds some like Heaven's Gate elements to this.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That would be very scary. That would be something to definitely cover on this show. But drinking the Kool-Aid if you believe in MAGA communism. Oh my God. Ogle, thank you so much for joining me. Let people know where they can find you online and feel free to promote any sort of, you know, link to your work or any sort of upcoming project or anything you're working on. The floor is yours to name drop whatever you'd like. Feel free.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on, Matt. This was really fun. You can find me at The Wasting Times on Twitter. I also might start streaming again a little bit on Twitch, and I am The Wasting Times on Twitch.
All right, everyone, definitely go check out Ogle at his Twitter account, The Wasting Times, and all those other social media platforms he just mentioned. Ogle, thank you for joining me. Keep on tracking these guys, because you are one of the handful of accounts that I can always depend on to follow what's going on in this specific circle, and have a great night.
Thanks so much, Matt. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
All right, folks, you all don't go anywhere because we got a lot more show for you because we're going to the second half of the program where I take your calls and I read your live chats, your super chats, your Twitch chats. This is the interactive portion of the show we're going into, so don't go anywhere if you're watching live. Before we do that, though, I'm going to quickly promote some stuff. Folks, patreon.com/Matt Binder to support this show if you can. I've said earlier for the past few weeks that September so far has been our worst month in general. It's been a hard month for us here, aka me at Doomed. Lost a number of people who due to financial difficulty, losing their job. More people than I think we've ever lost since I started the Patreon page. And we are currently going in the reverse trajectory for the first time. The first time where the month over month is not going to be growth. It's been a hard hit here, honestly. It's been painful to see. So if you can afford, and I want to stress though, also if you could only afford to do so, those people who had to cancel, I'm happy you did because you had to. If you didn't have to, then I'm not happy you canceled. But if you had to cancel, I'm happy you did because, like I always say, the show, donating to the show, becoming a subscriber to the show, should only be extra money, expendable money. Take care of yourself, your family first, and then when you got some disposable income, then you could throw that subscription or a few bucks at me. So if you can't afford to do so, patreon.com/Matt Binder. Also, if you are watching on the YouTube live stream, you can drop a super chat. I will read every super chat on the in the rest of the show coming up at youtube.com/Matt Binder. So be sure to drop those super chats. If you're watching the replay episode, you can drop a super thanks, which is a YouTube video comments version of a super thanks. It's a one-off donation, just like Super Chats. Easy way to drop a few bucks my way if you don't want to subscribe. Also, if you can, go to twitch.tv/Matt Binder and follow me on there. And if you are an Amazon Prime subscriber, and I know a lot of you are right now because you're watching that Lord of the Rings series, you can connect your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account with the click of a button. Now, why would I do that, Matt? I don't even use Twitch, Matt. I don't get Twitch. I'm like you, an elder millennial, or maybe I'm a Gen Xer, or even a boomer, or a silent generation viewer of the show. I don't know. The greatest generation viewer of the show. I don't know who's watching this show. That'll go on Twitch, you're saying? Well, even if you never use Twitch, if you connect your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account, Twitch gives you a free Twitch Prime subscription every month. What is that? That's a paid subscription to your favorite, a paid subscription to your favorite Twitch streamer every month. Paid for Amazon to give the streamer, they're paying the streamer, but not paid for you. It's a freebie. You get a free Twitch Prime subscription with your Amazon Prime subscription every month. So, I mean, use it. Because if you don't, you're just letting Amazon keep that extra little cut from your Amazon Prime subscription price. You can be making sure Jeff Bezos has got to give your favorite streamer a little cut from the money you're paying Bezos to watch Lord of the Rings. So definitely do it. And you know what? If you don't give it to me, give it to someone. Any creator, except those gambling Twitch streamers. Don't give it to them. They're making plenty. But any other creator is better than just letting it go to waste. Of course, you should give it to me if you can. But if you don't want to give it to me, give it to someone. So that's twitch.tv/MattBinder. And remember, you have to manually resubscribe if you want to continue to give it to me every month. That's one way Amazon tries to get you. Those Twitch Prime subscriptions do not auto-renew. So if you subscribed via Twitch Prime to my Twitch channel last month, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, whenever, and you haven't manually resubscribed, I haven't been getting your Twitch subscription. So go there now, resubscribe manually, and make sure Bezos isn't walking away with more of your Lord of the Rings viewing money. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Matt Binder. You can check out my other show, Scam Economy, over at scameconomy.com. What else? Catch me on the Majority Report on Thursdays. I think that's everything for now, I think. So if you're not sticking around in the live stream, or if you're just listening to the free audio podcast version, which, that reminds me, you can grab links to that at doomedcast.com. Also, leave a review at Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you haven't already. It's a big help if you leave a review. Don't forget to do so if you haven't already. And with all that said, if you're not sticking around, I'll see you all next time on Doomed.